This is your Community College Update. Cape Fear Community College is committed to bringing quality programs to all incoming students, and it should come as no surprise that a growing part of their student body are veterans, either returning from active duty abroad or recently released from active duty, all wishing to continue their education. CFCC's downtown Union Station plays host to, among many other programs and amenities, the Veterans Center, a place that provides contacts to help ease veteran transitions to college and enhance their educational experience.
Cape Fear Community College Student Veterans Center, it's the place on campus where our veterans can study, access computers, relax between classes, and be around veterans that, you know, that they've all served in the armed forces.
That's Scott McLaurin, the Veterans Affairs Coordinator. McLaurin went on to explain that the vast majority of veterans entering CFCC have the post-9/11 GI Bill, or Chapter 33 benefits, but went on to say that they also work with the families and dependents of veterans. McLaurin helps them all navigate what at first glance could look like a difficult system, and even created a great preliminary resource.
It's really not hard at all. First and foremost, in order to be a successful student, you've got to be ready to do it mentally and then make that commitment. But once you've done that, I've got that document that I created, the Getting Started, which generally new incoming students will call me or email me. I'll get an email and they'll say, hey, I saw your information on the Cape Fear website, the Veterans tab, thinking about coming to school, you know, what I need to do. And I immediately send that to them. But the biggest thing is, you know, getting started. Apply to college. Apply for your VA benefits. Apply for a Pell Grant via the FAFSA website. And attend orientation. And really, if they follow those steps, then they're a registered student.
McLaurin does offer a word of caution, though, stressing the importance of making sure incoming veteran students ensure their success at CFCC by creating a plan for their future.
If you're coming to school just to get GI Bill money, you're not setting yourself up for success. You really aren't. You need to have a plan and enact that plan. Figure out what you want to do in life. If you did something in the military that translates into the civilian sector and you enjoy that, then follow that route. But the biggest thing is figure out what you want to do and do it. Get it done in two and a half years, move on to UNCW, ECU, or wherever and get that bachelor's degree. Because ultimately, that's where the success is going to come from. You're going to open those doors for yourself, higher incomes, more opportunities, things of that nature.
A veteran himself, McLaurin takes pride in being able to mentor and assist incoming veteran students.
I feel like this has been a good fit for me because I had that good mentorship coming up in the military, especially when it comes to getting your education and stuff like that. Paying it forward is kind of what we call it, you know, giving back.
You can contact Scott McLaurin, Cape Fear Community College Veterans Affairs Coordinator, at 910-362-7106. Or visit cfcc.edu and click Veterans.